I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, June 23rd. Quincy Police Lieutenant Mark Kennedy will be sworn in as the 18th Quincy Police Chief today. Kennedy will take the oath of office during a 9 a.m. ceremony in the Great Hall at Quincy City Hall. Kennedy was appointed to succeed Chief Paul Keenan, who officially retired yesterday after a 40-year career, the past 15 of those as chief. Keenan took the traditional last walk out of the police station, surrounded by his family, friends, and colleagues. The 47-year-old Kennedy has been with the Quincy Police since 1998. He also has a private law practice in Scituate. Kennedy is a Squantum native. Today's ceremony will be live here on QATV, channels 8 and 1072. It is okay to swim in the water at all of Quincy's city-owned beaches. Results of water tests taken on Wednesday indicate safe levels of bacteria in the water at 13 city beaches. The Quincy Health Department tests the water quality at all city-owned beaches weekly from Memorial Day through Labor Day. Red flags and warning signs would be posted if the water quality becomes unsafe for swimming. Water quality test results for Wollaston Beach are not available from the state. Well, as the economy bounces back from the pandemic, one population is seeing major success in Massachusetts. There has been tremendous growth in Asian American Pacific Islander businesses, according to the Boston Foundation's Asian Business Empowerment Council. Payroll from Asian-owned businesses in Massachusetts has tripled over the past 18 years, from $1.2 billion in 2002 to nearly $4 billion in 2020. The ABEC looked at national and local data, surveys, and polling. Between 2002 and 2017, there was a 156% growth in the AAPI business community, compared to 23% of growth across all businesses in Massachusetts. The report also showed that Asian-owned businesses are less likely to rely on investors, government funding, or big banks, instead pulling resources from family. The council said perhaps the biggest takeaway from the report is how resilient minority-owned businesses can be. For the third straight year, the number of opioid-related deaths in the Bay State climbed, according to the State Department of Health. The continued increase has prompted Governor Mara Healey to invest over $1 billion in intervention and care, according to the administration announced yesterday. There were 2,357 confirmed and estimated opioid-related overdose deaths last year, an increase 2.5% from 2021. Non-Hispanic Black residents suffered the highest increase, from 36.4 deaths per 100,000 to 51.7 deaths, a 42% increase. Males comprised 72% of all opioid-related deaths last year, with non-Hispanic Black men having the highest opioid death rate among all gender, race, and ethnicity groups. 47% of all opioid-related overdose deaths were between the ages of 25 and 44. Over the next 18 years, Governor Healey plans to inject $1 billion received through various opioid legal settlements back into the state's opioid recovery and remediation fund. Union workers at Encore Boston Harbor in Everett voting this week to authorize a labor strike and a continued push to secure a new contract. More than 98% of Encore workers who are members of Unite Here Local 26 and Teamsters Local 25 voted in favor of a labor strike that will begin at midnight on June 30th. The strike will impact an array of workers at the resort casino, including room attendants, cocktail servers, bar porters, cooks, dishwashers, public area cleaners, and drivers. Encore opened its doors in June of 2019, with the first contract for union workers expiring this past April. Negotiations for a new deal have been ongoing for 4 months. The Wynn Resorts operated casino is a Forbes five-star luxury property that promised to bring good-paying jobs to the residents of Everett and surrounding towns. Last year, Encore had the second highest revenue among casinos outside of Nevada. Workers' wages and benefits, however, have not kept up with the increased cost of living in Greater Boston, according to the union. Striking workers are pushing for improved wages and benefits that align with Encore's profitability. If the strike happens next week, the union said the picket lines will be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Delivery drivers, who are members of Teamsters Local 25, have also pledged not to cross the picket line to drop off liquor, food, and other essential items at the casino. Massachusetts officials have confiscated several thousand fireworks so far this month amid an annual enforcement operation ahead of the 4th of July holiday. Under state law, it is illegal to use, possess, or sell fireworks in Massachusetts. It is also illegal to buy them elsewhere and bring them into the state. So far this month, 10 summonses have been issued in connection with the enforcement operation. State police are also involved, along with local police, while only licensed individuals are permitted to possess and use fireworks in Massachusetts. They are legally sold in New Hampshire. Last year, dozens of people were summoned in connection with a state operation that targeted people who were accused of importing fireworks across the state line. At the time, a manager of the Phantom Fireworks location in Seabrook reported seeing Massachusetts troopers conducting surveillance in the store's parking lot. While fireworks are illegal in Bay State, state residents are being targeted with advertisements. Phantom Fireworks confirmed last week that it is once again sending ads through the U.S. Postal Service to Massachusetts residents. Oh, this year's Porch Fest Quincy event, featuring more than 100 bands performing on porches and in yards in three of the city's neighborhoods, is set to be held tomorrow. The annual celebration will take place from 3 to 9 p.m. Wollaston Hill, Squantum, and Marymount, rain or shine. There were 104 bands signed up as of earlier this week, and other musical acts had signed up to participate. Between 50 and 60 residents in each of those three neighborhoods have volunteered their porch or yard as a location, according to Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane, who co-founded the event in 2016. Those attending this year's Porch Fest will have the ability to purchase food and beverages from local vendors. Black's Creek Barbecue and Kay's Cans will be setting up shop at Perkins Playground in Marymount. Break Rock Brewing will be setting up shop on Bayside Road in Squantum. The Board of License Commissioners approved a special use permit and one-day beer and wine license for the event during its meeting on June 6th. Nominations are now open for the annual Neat Neighbors Contest in Quincy. The annual contest aims to recognize Quincy residents that maintain their yard or property in the spirit of a cleaner, greener Quincy. Each year, 30 winners are chosen from across the city. If you'd like to nominate a friend, neighbor, or a house that does a great job with the upkeep of their property, you can call the Parks Department or email pdoherty@quincyma.gov. Nominations are open from now through Labor Day. Winners are chosen at random from those properties that meet the standards of the contest. It's not a competitive evaluation. Winners will be announced in September. Quincy has conducted a Neat Neighbors contest for many years now. 30 winners will be awarded a $30 gift certificate from a local garden center in recognition of their efforts. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 4, the NASDAQ up 128, and the S&P rose 16. Asian shares sank sharply after several central banks around the world cranked interest rates higher in their first fight against inflation. The euro is down. Oil is down to almost $69 a barrel. In sports, the Twins shut out the Red Sox in Minnesota 6-0 yesterday. Boston's off to Chicago for a series with the White Sox beginning at 8:10 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast for today, increasing cloudiness and maybe a shower, a humid high of 78 degrees. For tonight, showers are likely, a low of 58. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Maybe some clearing later in the day with a high tomorrow 80 degrees. On Sunday, an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a muggy high of 85. And scattered storms on Monday with a sticky high in the low 80s. For the Boater today, waves about a foot. The wind out of the northeast right now, 5 to 10 knots, becoming easterly later today, and a high tide right before 5 p.m. Sunrise at 5:08, set at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, June 23rd.